Chase Willie D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We're streaming on the Game Nashville app. Coming up tonight at 6 o'clock, you can join Big Joe Dubin and Elijah Campbell for the Game Blitz. Tune in, and it's present the Apple Collision Center's Game Blitz presented by National Playmakers Academy. 6 to midnight, they'll preview the big games and then take you through the night of high school football around the mid-state. It's the Apple Collision Center's Game Blitz presented by National Playmakers Academy on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Let's bring in Big Joe Dubin, who's trying to tell me what to do while I talk, which is always fun. Hi, JoJo. How you doing?
Yeah, do it. Chase, get it done. I'm doing well, man. It's hard to believe this is it. This is week 11 of the high school football season. This is it tonight. You know, a lot of teams moving on. Some teams not moving on at all. So it's a huge night. And there's just so many huge games that are taking place tonight. We talk about people like, how can you do that show for 6 hours? We could start this show, and I'm not kidding you, at noon today and go to midnight and have plenty to talk about. That's how big tonight's games are.
Yeah, and look, you have and you've done this before. It's a cool story that you know, you always make sure to point this out that, look, for a lot of these kids tonight, they're putting the helmet on and the pads on for the last time. They'll never do it again in their life, and they'll go on and be great in other things, but it's something that maybe we don't think about like we should, because this is a big night for a lot of these boys.
Well, it happened a few years ago. I had a kid come up to me, and I'm not going to tell you what school it was, but they didn't make the playoffs, and they didn't get the playoffs all 3 years he was there, and he's like, I'm not sure it was worth it. And I pulled him aside, and I said, look, man, everything you did in playing high school football was worth it. Your practices, the summer when your buddies are at the lake or the pool, and you're out here busting your tail on the practice field, it meant something. You're with these guys. You cried with them. You laughed with them. Hell, you got on a bus, went across town, and beat a team that nobody think you could beat. And I'll tell you right now, the best thing, and I'm sure Derek knows this well, the best thing in high school is riding that bus back across town after you beat a team that nobody thought you could beat. And just the laughter and the joy and the workouts and the commitments, you know. And I talk about, you know, a good friend of mine, his dad died, you know, during the season, and holding his hand and getting him through this. I mean, there are so much things that happen playing high school football that goes beyond the final score. So I wanted this kid to know that every second you put into it was absolutely worth it. You know, at the end of the year, only one team takes the championship home. But you're a champion because you played. I mean, you went out there and you did the practices when it was cold, when it was hot, nobody wanted to do it, and you did this. And as you become a man and you get a family, you become a father, you become a husband, you put everything you learned in high school football together, and it makes you just a complete and better man in the character you get. So I want these kids to know that because you're not going on to college to play football and you're putting that helmet on tonight for the last time, it's okay. I mean, you committed yourself to a higher cause, something bigger than yourself, and your life will be much better for that. So I just wanted these kids to know that, yeah, you might be putting on the helmet, shoulder pads tonight, and it's going to hurt, man. It's going to hurt when you leave that field tonight. But it's a good hurt, man, that you take with you forever. I mean, I went to lunch the other day with seven of my friends from high school, and we had battles together. And we don't see each other in years, but we have that bond together. And I know I'm going on a tangent right now, but it's a fantastic thing. So I want these kids to know, these coaches to know, these parents to know, if you don't go to the playoffs and tonight it ends for you, every second you've prepared and played has absolutely been worth it playing football.
I love what you said there, Joe. I want to echo it. And I would say it goes beyond football, really any sport. That's why we play sports, right? We get so caught up on shows like this. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, it's about how much money do you make? Do you win championships? All that's all great too. But really the base of why you play sports and why it's important to have kids keep playing sports past the age of 12 or 13, even if you don't make the travel team or this or that, you know, find a team to play on. Be a part of a group. There is so much value for the long term for being in a group like that. So, Joe, my hat's off. I salute you. You're right on.
Yeah, amen. I wrote this story. It's on my website at bigjoeonthego.com, and I post it every year. And I've heard from so many coaches and players and parents that's like, you know, I needed to hear this, needed to see this. And it's okay. I mean, if your season ends, it's okay. But, my goodness, you committed yourself, and you're a much better person for doing that.
So, as we go into this week 11, what are some games that have some playoff implications that you're paying attention to tonight?
Well, the biggest games is happening at Wilson County, Mount Juliet and Green Hill. I mean, that's a huge rivalry, and you know, a lot of sugarcoating going on, like, hey, you do well, we do well. They don't like each other, and you know, and they're not fans of each other at all. It's a healthy respect. They don't like each other. So that Mount Juliet Green Hill game at Green Hill tonight, our Junior Riddle's going to be out there. There's going to be thousands at this game tonight. I mean, I know people who start tailgating at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Thousands of this game. That's a huge game that's going on. Also, you look over in Williamson County, you got Ravenwood Independent, Centennial, and Brentwood. They're all got one loss in the region, and you try to figure out who's going to win the region, it makes you go crazy. Although, if Ravenwood wins, they get a home playoff game. If Centennial wins, they get a home playoff game. If Ravenwood gets the region, though, it's crazy to think what goes on. But all these games, so Centennial, Brentwood, Ravenwood Independent is fantastic. And let's go a little bit further west, right? Our good friend Chris Hughes at Fairview, they take on Waverly tonight, which might be one of the biggest games in the state of Tennessee. We all know what Waverly went through last year. You know, and it's a great program they got down there. And this tonight is for the Class 3A Region 6 Championship. They're expecting a huge crowd down there as well tonight. So all the Fairview Yellow Jacket fan base be traveling to Waverly. That's going to be a lot of fun. I know we got a lot of fans that listen to us in Waverly. So that's really good. All right, so back closer to home is an interesting story. All right, Laverne has only won 2 games this year, okay? And I tell people, it's what you do in the region. If you lose every non-region game, that's okay. If you win your region games, that's okay. So they play McGavick tonight. McGavick's had a great year, but McGavick's only got 2 wins in the region. If Laverne beats my McGavick Raiders, they have 3 wins. They're going to the playoffs at 3-7. It's all about what you do within the – it's like, you know, we talk about the AFC South being awful. You know, the Titans can go 6-11 and still win that division. It's not their fault that Jacksonville and Houston and Indy are awful. They're just in that division. So it's what you do within your division that happens. If McGavick wins, they get in. So that's a huge game as well. And then up in Portland, I know we got a lot of people listening to Portland. Henry County comes to town tonight. Portland can knock them off. It's a big game up there. Henry County's a great football team in 5A. I don't see that happening. But anything can happen on any Friday night. So a lot of big games around.
Joe, I got to tell you, I watched my son and I sat down at home. We didn't go to a game, and we were thinking, we should have gone to one of these games. But we were flipping around to the different places you could watch. We had Max Hurst was calling the game on My TV 30. Yeah. We had a couple teams had YouTube channels. Derek, you'll laugh at this. I plugged my computer onto the TV so we could get it on the big screen with the HDMI cable.
Come on, Willie.
I don't have the high tech, Joe, but we got it on there. And one of the games we settled in on, it was just a great high school football game. MBA against Baylor. A lot of big names, like Will Muschamp's son is the quarterback for Baylor. Man, he can sling it. There's some guys on my son's travel baseball team that were playing. One of them is Amari Jefferson, who is committed to baseball for Tennessee, but he's getting a lot of looks from other SEC teams as a wide receiver. He had a fantastic game. Of course, you know, we've been talking about Marcel Reed. So it was a duel back and forth. Just a great high school football game. And so those are two teams that are, if you're looking for guys who are loaded and ready to go for the next level, that was just a classic.
I tell people, go, if you don't have any dog in the hunt and you like college football, go see Marcel Reed at NBA. I mean, I don't think, and there's been a lot of great quarterbacks that have come through Nashville and through the years, but I'm not sure, Willie, I've seen a quarterback that talented in Nashville in a long time. And I know I'm probably leaving one or two people out, and I'm sorry about that. But just his command of the game of football is next level. And I hope he gets to Ole Miss and becomes a superstar, and they use him every way he can, because he's doing things in high school that I've never seen before. You know, taking teams on 85-yard drives with a minute to go on the clock, getting down big time, rallying his team back, and not making mistakes and doing that. I mean, Lane Kiffin got an absolute gem in Marcel Reed. So you like college football, and you're an Ole Miss fan. I know Ole Miss played Vandy a few weeks ago, and somebody told me there were dozens and dozens of Ole Miss fans went to the game to see Marcel Reed at NBA. I forget who they're playing, to go check him out. So that's a generational talent, man, that I haven't seen in a long time. So if you just like football and you're not a fan, you don't have really any kind of a dog in the hunt anywhere, go see him. They got a home game tonight versus Knox Catholic. Go check him out, because you will not be disappointed.
He took over the game in the fourth quarter and was close. And NBA's having a great season. our man Chris Sanders, wide receivers coach for NBA.
Who do they have to get through? Is it going to be BA, essentially?
Well, Baylor's probably really good. Baylor was right in the game. They can hang with them. It was score for score. It was like one of those who's got the ball last. They had to get one more stop at the end. But so that's the thing that's compelling about that division is everybody's good. Right, Joe? I mean, there's really no easy games. And so when the playoffs start and you get down to the last three or four teams, every now and then there's a real dominant team, but most of the time, boy, two or three or four teams could possibly win it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You got, NBA, you got Brevard Academy, you got Ensworth could pop in there, and you got Baylor that plays that way. So it's like a lot of these regions. I don't recall, and I've covered high school football a long time, I don't recall going into the last week of the regular season with this many playoff implications and scenarios that are out there, which makes it a lot of fun for us tonight because we got so much to talk about and so much is happening. So it's going to be packed from 6 to midnight. What cool thing we got tonight, we're going to have Matthew Gillespie from the TSSAA come on at 6:15 because, they've got to put all this together once the games start ending and get the playoffs assigned. They got to do that tonight. So he's going to give us a little peek behind the curtain of everything that goes on because they, as well as us, get all those different situations that are happening just to show the work they do to get on there and put everything together. So, man, I'm so looking forward to it because this is it tonight, and then we start the playoffs next week, and then we're going to go all the way up to the semifinals. So this is really cool, and this is why we do the show. And, we've heard from so many people throughout our 10 weeks so far, coaches, writers, reporters, play-by-play announcers. It's been a lot of fun. And, Chase, I want to thank you and Dennis, the GM, for letting us do this because, as I say every week, a six-hour dedicated high school football show in a major market like Nashville just doesn't happen. And we've been really happy with the people that have called in and the success. And we're looking forward to another great night tonight.
Well, you're welcome. And, I mean, look, you said if I let you do it, you give me my dog back. So where's my dog?
Four more weeks.
Joe,
four more weeks.
Well, hope you're feeding. Joe, great job as always, and we look forward to it tonight. And appreciate it.
All right, boys, see you later on. Thank you.